Good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. Our primary text this week is taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to Galatians in chapter 2 and verse 20, one of my favorite passages. It reads, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." This passage overflows with edification for the Christian, and one particular phrase reminds me of an old hymn which focuses upon the glorious thought that Christ lives in me. So this week we'll be examining how Christ lives in the heart of believers and why it is so significant that we are in Christ and that Christ is in us. I'm reminded of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, where Paul said, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ living in us is the hope of glory for all eternity. What a wonderful thought. And today I want to discuss the first verse of the great song, "Christ Liveth in Me." "Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word, the light I found. Now Christ liveth in me." For us to be a Christian, for us to truly be a disciple of Christ, Christ's word must live in us. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, the scripture reads, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." If the words of Christ dwell in us richly, it will grant us great wisdom. There is no greater wisdom than to have the words of Christ, the truth, dwell in our hearts. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, Paul says something interesting to Timothy, who is his beloved fellow partner in Christ. He says in verse 15, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." The embedding of the Word in our hearts, even as children, will make us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. Teaching children and embedding and implanting the words of life in our hearts will teach us the wisdom of Christ. And this concept is reflected all the way back in the old law, the law of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, which I think is a continuing principle throughout the old law and the new law today. Deuteronomy chapter 6 in verse 6, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." The words of God, the words of Christ, must be in our heart. They must be passed on to our children and their children. And those words must constantly be before us as we make the difficult decisions we are faced with in life. And we know further from Scripture how powerful the Word of God in our hearts is. The sword of the Spirit, able to divide both the soul and the spirit, and to be strong and to overcome the wicked one in this life, the Word of God must abide in us. 1 John chapter 2. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss Christ living in us. And let us remember, oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me.